Hang on. Can you hear me? Okay, I'm having a hard time hearing you.
Okay,
Still hear you.
so you can still hear me.
Yeah.
Okay, that works. Now, Catherine is on her way. Sorry, trying to get home. We'll log in. Would you mind sending me the link? So, how do I send her the link? I
Is
have
it
to send.
email?
I can send the agenda to her,
Yeah.
right?
Yep, and
That'll work.
the agenda.
These things that I can't necessarily like, I'm like, what? Well, I'm glad that this is a small group and like the town is not knocking on the door saying, let's get this thing done.
Well, hopefully it'll be a quick vote.
Yes, you know, the thing is, I think the job description is fine the way it is. Has a lot of information in it. And we did pretty much decide by adding Dan's stuff in to one section there that I can't remember where it is.
It's in the very last qualifications and skills.
Yeah. And I think, oh, and with Dave Barger giving the information about whether we should put the salary in and then clarifying like what I don't know what it's called.
Do you think
On site,
yeah, on
you
site.
know, yeah, because there's really no office for the person to sit in, and that's what I would think of as on site.
You think we should, for compensation, for salary, maybe have starting salary? Kind of show potential for increase in the future?
that would be a good idea. The other thing was.
Now I'm just picking weeds.
We could what was I thinking? We could have the job description kind of like the job description doesn't have to be the same thing as a job posting. Does that make sense?
Yep, absolutely.
So maybe like in the job description, for example, we don't put in the salary because that's going to change,
Yep.
presumably. So we could narrow it down a little, which is why I did some AI stuff. I basically took the job description and said, give me different examples of whether that's the right way to do it or not. I don't know.
I think that this job description started with AI.
It's very possible. And whatever makes it work, in my opinion, use the resources that you have.
Yep,
And
absolutely.
we need these resources. Agenda. Let me see if I can find the agenda. And Dan said, sorry, I won't be able to join. I messed up the time difference and I'm out Christmas shopping with the family. I'm good with that. Whatever the group decides. That's what Dan says.
Okay.
Well, Catherine comes and there'll be four of us.
There'll be four of us if I can get her the thing. I'm still trying to figure out how to do that.
And you had the clarification from Dave now.
Yes.
And everyone's kind of agreed on the recent one that Dan added things to. So it sounds like we're kind of ready to go.
So I think we're ready to go. The only thing, and there's pieces of papers here, but the one thing that I did not fill in, whatever, was the date that people had to respond by.
Yep.
Submit letter of interest and resume by January blank. And we can, we can, that's like on the last, wait, is that on this one? It might be on the, oh, there it is. How to apply. I found it. There's so many papers here on this table, you would not believe it that there's only two people here. But that was the only thing that I think we kind of have to make a decision on as to where we want it to fall. Do we want to wait until the middle of the month to give people a couple of days to reply?
Yeah.
And then we could, if nobody replies, extend. Because we would like to have somebody.
Did you send that link to Catherine?
Nope, because
Okay,
I'm
so I'm
having
sending it now.
issues. Thank you.
Yep.
Because I'm like, I can't find it. I see it on the piece of paper, but my brain does not do well multitasking.
Okay, you
For
got it.
computer and paper. Thank you so much.
So this is going to go out at the beginning of January or before?
Well, we could get it posted on the town website.
Right away.
Let's see. They're close. What's today? Today's Tuesday. If
Yep.
we made a decision today, I could send a posting to, I think it's going to be Emily posting it actually. But we could send it to them and it could get out Wednesday, which is tomorrow. Then the town hall is closed Thursday and Friday.
Okay.
And then I saw on, then it's the same thing next week after Christmas for New Year's, I think. So it would.
Do we want to shoot for either let's see, January 9th or the 16th? Those are both Fridays.
I think it should go with the 16th.
Okay.
I mean, give them the time. Plus everything, the next week is going to be.
People are going to be busy anyways if they see it. And then also, we should post in the newspaper, I would think, even if it's just the Lakeville Journal, which only goes out to print on Thursdays.
Yeah,
Okay,
I
so
think
you're.
I think the 16th.
So the 16th, we could do
Unofficially,
that.
so we have a quorum.
And yeah. And then if we have no, I mean, obviously we would keep the posting on the town hall website until the position is filled. And then we don't have to do anything about that. It just stays there until we have interviews.
It.
And
And
she's.
I mean, the 16th is a good checking point to see, if there's any interest whatsoever.
Yeah. And I think because part of the issue is I wanted to keep people still seeing Rec Commission. So the Rec Commission email stuff is being monitored by me. So I send stuff from me as the chairperson to the Recreation Commission email, and I'm monitoring both.
And
But if somebody sends an email to that, I'm able to see it and reply if it needs something, if something important comes, like a bill. Like we got the Christmas tree bill, which we're not supposed to be talking about, but I haven't posted that because I was more concentrated on getting this part done. But I think that if we are able to get this thing posted somehow, do we want to have, I know that nobody's here yet. I mean, not nobody. The three of us are here.
get it.
We're just waiting for Catherine, and she has not
So,
yet.
on that salary,
Yes.
if we want this individual to work 20 hours a week, presumably
Well,
it's
we
up
don't have to.
because if you break that down, that's $11.91 an hour, which is less than minimum wage.
Yeah, so. That is where I think I wasn't sure. I just picked 20 hours out of the air because I didn't know if we needed to do that, if we had to put something in there. I am happy to go with just part-time and not even put an amount of hours. I just didn't know what other people thought.
It's part-time, but it requires flexibility. I mean, that's the big thing, right?
Yeah, which is why I think in the body somewhere of the job description, it says flexible, but you have to be autonomous, using the whatever the schedule thing there is. With autonomy in planning, programming, and seasonal workflow. So that just kind of came from somewhere that I saw that. But we don't even have, I mean, we could just say part-time, and then when the person, whomever it is, comes in for an interview, if they ask the question, then we clarify it more, or do we clarify it on the paper?
I think we'll probably clarify it in person. I think if you throw kind of flexible and try to explain the situation beyond what's written in the job description, you might just confuse people. So I think a face-to-face conversation discussing that would probably be best.
Okay, so do we want to keep employment type makes sense that it's part-time because that's what it is. Do we want to keep the schedule, a schedule? Do we want to keep that line there?
I think so. I mean, flexible, I mean, that's pretty much describing your part-time.
Yeah.
Is that is the salary negotiable? So that's what it is.
That is the salary. And from what I have been told, it's not negotiable because it's budgeted. So,
So we probably want to try to get our ducks in a row for the next budget season,
yes,
or a
we
request
definitely
for
need to
extra
do
money for that.
that. Yeah. And dependent upon, I do think that with someone coming in at, let's just say February through June, the end of June, they're going to be coming in and they're going to say, okay, we have, what are the events that the Rec Commission currently does, which is going to be Easter. We help out with Memorial Day. And then pool, the beginning of pool season. So then in between or before then, actually, we have to figure out the budget, which would start July 1st. So I do think that that person's experience is going to be, unless they've already had the experience and are familiar with being a rec director, they may not be going full speed ahead with new programming and things like that. They might, I don't know. They might just see what's going on and how can I add more. So it might not be July 1, 2026, 27 budget that it goes up an extreme amount. It might just be you're staying at this salary until the next budget year. I don't know. I have no idea, but they're part-time. So I wish that I wish that Catherine would make it home and log in so that we can have another person.
Part of the thing is too is to grow the program, right?
Yes.
So as you grow the program, you would think that the salary would grow with it. So as long as that's up front, that might take some of the heat off, because if someone comes in and they do the math like Matt has done,
They're going to be like, oh my gosh, it's only blah, blah,
yes. I think the idea of your ideas of explaining the busy times of the year at present, right, before the program's grown, it should be sufficient, maybe without putting hours in it, because you might get yourself into trouble that way. Just a thought.
And then also my other thought was if we're going to have a job posting, which is, wait, are we going to use the job description that we have currently, minus the hour part and adding in the how to apply part with the date? Are we going to use this as the job posting, or are we going to summarize it and make it a little bit less in terms of space? I think we have to do that for the newspaper because you only have so many words.
I think definitely at least that kind of synopsis at the beginning that of the description there, the first paragraph, I mean, that's a good start. Open that up. Just the summary there. And then how to apply.
And it's been a very long time since I have done anything. in looking for a job because I work for a family business. And it's been a long time since I've had to do that. So I've not even looked at, I mean, every once in a while, my son will show me, oh, here's a want ad. And it's very small, but that is, you know, all we really have to do is put the minimum amount.
Oh, I'd agree with that. And then when people come in for the interview, then we can go down the things that are here. Bing, 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 bing. This is, well, I would say at this point the minimum requirement, right? And then, giving them not the license, but telling them that, we're looking for someone who's going to grow the programs, but not adding too much stuff to these descriptions.
Do we want one? Come on, Catherine. Come on.
How do you guys feel if I can get, a program in February of 2026? It would be a talk on wildlife. If I can get that going with a venue and a person to do that talk, would you be open for that?
I would be, but
Just, I know it's from left field.
this is not on the agenda, and I have
No, we
to.
don't have a quorum yet.
Oh, okay, you're right. You're right. We don't have a quorum yet. Ugh. And what happens if we don't have a quorum? Although we do have messages that say that, you know, Dan and Catherine will go with whatever we do. But
I think they have to be a little more specific.
I think that we may have to figure out what to do. 'Cause Catherine still hasn't,
Yeah, I sent her the link via email.
yeah. Oh, well. She should. Well. I will. I have her text message, so I will tell her. Check her email. Check email from Matt for link. Yeah, see, I am not a fast, like my kids are all over their things, and it's crazy how fast they can do that. But okay. The only other thing is qualifications and skills, because one of the things that Dan put, we recognize that knowledge, experience, and potential are expressed differently. I do think that that says, you know, it's in the job description. Do we want it in the posting? And do we want, you know, because I like what it says. And I think that, you know, we encourage anyone with interest in the position to apply, even if they don't meet 100% of the desired qualifications. So, do we want to put qualifications in or just put that little blurb in the posting?
I think just that little blurb.
Okay.
Recognize that knowledge, experience, and potential are expressed differently for different people.
Think I really liked it. I really liked that part. I think everybody did.
Yeah.
And it also takes into consideration not everybody's going to have a bachelor's degree in recreation management, public administration, and
No.
I don't know. I only know one person who actually has recreation management as their major, and they are working for one of the New Hampshire, a big town in New Hampshire, as the recreation director. And it's huge and just amazing that that person is doing this.
Yeah, and I definitely don't
But
somebody who has that, a bachelor's degree and would even accept a position with that salary.
No, I don't think so either. And I think we're gonna have to, I think the person is gonna have to be willing, either. Catherine. Yes, admitting. Okay.
Did you hear us?
Oh, can't unjumble. I'm asking her to unmute. Catherine, I'm unmuting you.
Hi. I
Yay!
apologize for being late. I just got home.
That's okay. We now have a quorum.
Oh, we didn't have one
Woo!
before. Okay, great.
So we're waiting for you, chick. All
I
right.
approve.
You approve. Well, you should hear what we have been talking about. Why doesn't somebody else talk besides me? Anybody else want to talk?
So we're just kind of going over what we're going to add into the job posting, how we're going to lay this out, any last minute changes to the description there.
Yep.
And so I think what we're thinking here is for the job postings, we're just going to take that the position summary and add Dan's little note at the bottom, and we're going to post that to the Lakeville Journal. We're going to post that to our website. And we're thinking about giving it an apply date of January 14th, just so people can get through the holiday seasons.
Right.
And that'll be about two. What is that? Did I say the 14th? When do
The
we?
sixth.
The 16th. Yep. The 16th, which should give us, 2 days after our January meeting to kind of discuss what applications have come in. Let's see. What else?
We Sure. I had put in previously at some point in the myriad of revisions for employment type, we're gonna just stick with part-time and not put amount of hours.
Okay.
And within the body of the actual whole job description,
Yeah.
I think somewhere. It said flexible, or well, it says flexible with autonomy and plan in planning, programming, and seasonal workflow. So
Yeah.
I put schedule that as the schedule. So that it would be flexible, blah, blah, blah. We had gotten the information on compensation
Yeah.
for the rec director. So I added that in. Location on site, Falls Village, Connecticut, because they don't have a desk that they're going to actually sit at.
Right.
So though and
But yeah, but so we're making it on site.
and that's what Dave said, it was considered on site. That was what I
Okay.
got out of his email.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that makes sense because especially during the summer, they're going to need to like be at the pool and stuff like that.
And the person is going to have to work with the pool supervisor for
Right.
programming and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So the person will be going to the pool. And also, dependent upon how long it takes for the STEEP grant stuff,
Yeah.
that director is going to have to be on site doing something pertaining to that. What, I'm not sure, but that person is going to have to be there and reporting to the commissioners what's going on, in addition to the subcommittee. is my guess.
Right.
Does that, you know?
Yeah.
And when we have the pavilion, there's going to be presumably programming there that the recreation director will have fun with, and there'll
Yeah.
be programs there.
Yeah.
So I think that makes sense for the location.
Yeah.
And do we should put the salary in for the ad?
In the description. That's what Dave recommended, is that right?
Yes. Then should if we keep this specific job description, the person is going to add more things, programming or whatever, and might add different skills or different responsibilities, I would think, maybe as
But I feel like the points are,
the points are really good,
yeah,
but
but it leaves they leave room for them to expand upon, right? I think they're written in a way where they're still left to identify exactly what those, like what all the events are going to be, et cetera, et cetera.
And the only thing is, as going back to compensation, I know we're doing job description and job posting, kind of two separate things at this point.
Yeah, because we're not posting the
So
job description, right? We're just posting.
we're posting a shorter version, and what I can do, or somebody else, but what I can do is go to the drive and make the revisions, and that would be job posting. And
Yeah.
then make the other revisions, like taking out the part time, I mean, not taking out the part time, taking out the hour part, because we don't need that in either one.
Yeah.
But do we keep the compensation portion in the job description? I think it makes sense to have it on the posting so that it ha tells people in advance. This is the starting salary, or do we call it starting salary?
Wow.
I'm not sure
Yeah.
if it needs to be in both places.
It almost implies that negotiation, though.
Okay. And there the only negotiation is with the commissioners in trying to get more in the budget, right? So, and the only way that the person is going to kind of get more is if they prove themselves, not just to us, because, you know, but also to the town. And the town is going to say, oh, yeah, they deserve more money than that. So, yes, we're going to put that through. And then the Board of Selectmen and Board of Finance also have to do that stuff too. Right? I
Yeah.
know I said that kind of in a backwards way,
I mean, when we,
but
if and when we get to that point, which would be in a year's time anyway.
well, in all that, well, yeah, sort of, but we do have to deal with budgeting sooner than we want to. Because I think that starts like in February and March.
Right. Well, we won't be in a position to ask for any. If it's based on what Dave Barger said, which was they have to prove that they're doing more, they're not
That's
going to
me saying
prove. I think he would say if they do an outstanding job. I don't know if anyone's going to do an outstanding job by February.
right.
Right.
So I think for budget season for 26, 27, we're going to have to keep the salary for the rec director, whomever it happens to be, at the same amount for that particular budget season. And then once that person is there for a longer period of time, we can be a better judge of the
Yeah.
position and that kind of thing.
Well, and it
Yeah,
would
we
be up to them to present a reason for them to be paid more, whether it's they may say, well, we're going to start a program for this and that, and they would come to us for approval for that.
Right.
And then if that worked, then in the next budget year, that would go into it. You know, I mean, as long as they know that they're going to be part of that process, still has to be approved by us
Right.
and then approved by the town.
So for the job description, because we're going back and forth, we're keeping, well, are we going to keep information about the job description in there? Because, wait, compensation about, let me try this again. Do we want to keep compensation in the job description itself, because that would presumably change.
I mean,
And
we
this
can
would.
update it. I don't, I mean, it's there. It's the physical job description is just an internal document, right?
Yes. Okay. So then we'll keep it in there. And then as the recreation director adds more programs or adds more whatever, and it changes in the budget year, we update that.
If and when we get to that point, yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm just, throwing things there.
I mean, I mean,
Does that?
normally I guess I would say that it's not something I would necessarily do because on a large scale you might use that for multiple different positions, but on this, thinking about it on such a small scale, I mean, if it's the only place where we're really putting a record of it for us to reference, then maybe it's handy. I don't know.
Okay. Is there anything else? Is there anything that people want to add to the job description? Or is this a good, basic job description that we can say this is our starting point going forward?
Think it's a good starting point.
Yeah,
Okay.
I think we've covered some good ground. That's, I think it's a good thing to work towards as well,
Okay.
and to measure and
So
yeah.
that being said, like someone to make a motion to accept this document, which in the drive is called something.
Isn't it the final?
Okay. Yeah, I think that's what I called it
Okay,
because it
then
was all
I
crazy.
think I'll make a motion to accept the final version of the rec director job description with the amendments discussed tonight.
Okay. Second.
Second.
Yep.
Okay, so okay, Matt made a motion to accept final with amendments made tonight in tonight's meeting, seconded by Chris. Any more discussion?
Not.
Yeah. Okay. All those in favor of
Aye.
accepting this?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Oh, you know what? Because we're doing this both ways, we're gonna have to go roll call because we're here and internet wise.
Matt says
All
aye.
right. I.
Catherine says aye.
Catherine, I. Okay, Melissa says I. Melissa, I. And Chris, are you an I?
I am.
Okay. All right. Motion passes. Passes. Okay. All right. So I'm gonna ask for a second motion so that we can do one as a job description and then one as a posting and one is a posting. So I'm going to say job description. Job D. And then posting. Okay. Right. Would someone like to make motion for the acceptance of the job posting as discussed during today's meeting? And you just have to say so moved.
So moved.
Okay. Gee, can I have a second?
Second.
Okay. Okay. All right. Is there any discussion on this? Catherine, do you need a update on what the job
No, I've got it. I approve.
okay. All right. So now we're going to do all those in favor of accepting the motion.
I.
Hi.
Okay, so we're going to do a roll call again. Matt?
Preferences, I.
Well, Catherine is an I. That's okay.
Matt is an I.
Hi, Chris
Got it.
and Melissa. Chris, I think I spelled it I as in your eyeball. That's okay. All right, so motion carries because we have a quorum. So we have accepted both things. Yay, we made it through the meeting.
Sorry,
All
that's late.
right.
All right. Hey, just an FYI, January 2026, minimum wage in the state of Connecticut goes up to $16.94 an hour.
Oh,
Yay.
I'm just trying to put that in perspective for this position here. If this
Yeah.
was salary was based on a minimum wage starting, January, they couldn't work more than 731 hours in a year, which breaks down to roughly 14 hours a week.
So that's a good point. In which case, I would say we should at least bring that up when we put our budget in, that based on the increase in wages and previously thinking the job was like 20 hours a week or whatever it was that we said, that we should request. I mean, they might turn it down, but at least we should at least put it on the radar.
I agree. I mean, because also, like even just now, granted, I have not done planning for Halloween in the past. I have not done planning for the holiday events in the past. And I am also one of those persons that kind of works on something until I get something done in a way that is acceptable to me, and then I send it out to everybody else. So I am thinking that someone new doing some of that behind the scenes stuff that I never knew how to do might take a little bit more during those specific events. So it might be, I don't know that I spent 20 hours doing it, but
Wouldn't it be considered that, to get yourself up to speed, you might take longer than required anyway, without necessarily.
I think that's true. But I mean, which just goes to show the more I think the more Emily did something or the more someone else did something, it was more automatic because they had the information already. They did it in the past, so it would take less time and
Yeah, but
become more
that's what
automatic.
but that's what we're expecting, right? We can't say we're going to pay you more because it's going to take you longer, really.
But with the pay going up per hour, that's something we should obviously keep in mind when we're budgeting. Because I not just for this position, but also for the lifeguards and all those other summer employees. We have
Right,
to
but
make
we
sure.
should, we should discuss that because they're already getting above, significantly above
Sure,
minimum
they
wage.
are. I'm pretty sure that the first year lifeguards make more than the new minimum wage. And that's something that I have in something. It might be in a drive somewhere, but
Yeah, so
something to
then.
check.
Yeah, so do you want to put that on the agenda for January then? Maybe it's good because since we're coming up to budget season that we start discussing these things.
I would think so, but I also think that we're also gonna put in on the agenda. Of course, we have our second special meeting in January for the pool house stain and also windows, which Chris reminded us about. So I think Matt and Chris are gonna talk about the window people. Is that true?
Yeah, Matt, you said you had a couple people that we should consider for it.
Yeah, I'm gonna take one of those people off that list though. But I do have an individual who's local here. I'll get you his contact info.
Okay. So we're gonna meet in January. So then our next regular meeting, we are going to be discussing the job stuff in hopes that someone or more than one person has sent their resume and a letter of interest. And we will then figure out the interviewing stuff. So that'll be on the agenda. And then the pool house stuff will be on the agenda. We can put the budget stuff on the agenda if to get prepared.
I have a few things to add to the agenda too.
And you can email them to me and I'll see with the, if they're considered events, I'll put them in events. Otherwise, it might go under new business, depending on what it is. And I know that we're not supposed to veer off, but I did speak with Tim about the pergolas, who said he was going to talk with Timalot
Yep,
Lou.
Luke.
Like, wait, what's his last name? What's his first name? Tim said that it wouldn't happen probably until it was warmer. So, I mean, he's gonna try and push him, but I also did ask what the best way to communicate with Lou was, whether it was by email or on the phone or by going there. So, and Tim said he would go there first again. And I said, okay. So, and that was only because I saw him here when I was asking a question. So, I think we're good to go.
All right.
And I will make these changes, and I will
Thanks, Matt.
then also send the job posting to Dave at least. And then I think he then will give it to the person who's going to post it online, which I do believe is Emily. but I'm not 100% sure. Excuse
Okay.
me.
So this might
And
like
then,
go like next week.
yeah.
Okay. But
Due to the holiday closures and stuff like that, I think that's what's going to happen. And I will also contact the Lakeville Journal and find out how to what their particulars are for the Lakeville Journal posting.
I think they have to have their stuff in by Tuesday, if I remember correctly.
So I will, I know someone who works there, but Meg at the library gave me contacts specifically who she's contacted in the past for posting job stuff. So I'll look at her email and find out who that person is, send them an email, get the particulars, and then I did find online through AI like a shortened version of all of this, of what could go into an ad. And I think also a lot of people use Indeed to post things.
And
I don't know if it costs anything though.
you can post a free ad in Indeed. I've done that in the past. It will cover up to so many applicants. Conservation Job Board is also free. They have like the tier selection for payment for certain advertisements or job postings.
Okay. You said conservation?
Conservation Job Board.
Job board. Okay. So we might as well post there as well. Yes?
Might as well, that the more outlets we can reach, the better luck we'll have at the right applicant.
Okay. All right. Anybody else have any ideas of other than, I mean, we could bait. We could Facebook it. I don't know
Yeah,
if
I
we.
think you should add it to all the
Okay.
avenues that we currently chat on.
Yeah,
Okay.
word of mouth.
Okay, so Conservation Board, yeah, Lakeville Journal and the town website. At least that's a good starting point. That's four places. For a small place, and in hopes that we get something, and by word of mouth. So we good to go?
Good to go.
All
So you think
right. Okay, so let's make a motion that everybody has a good holiday.
so moved.
And we adjourn the meeting.
Happy
Want to adjourn?
holidays.
Happy holidays, and let's adjourn the meeting at 7:08.
Great. Make
All right.
that to adjourn at
All right.
7:08.
All right. Well, have a great holiday and great Christmases,
You all as
whatever.
well.
All right.
Cheers. Bye.
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 All right.